Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Mem Gimel Mem Beis. We're starting the Gemara, second to last line. So says the Gemara, we had mentioned in the Mishnah that after the Kohen Gadol, he shechses his par, so he gives the dam to someone to be memet, to stir, so that the dam doesn't congeal. And the Mishnah had said, though, where does he stand? He stands in the fourth row of the tiles, Sheba Heichal, which the Gemara assumes right now means that inside the Heichal. Well, in fact, the Gemara, Vaksiv, Adam Loyiyah Ba'al Ma'id, it says that when the Kohen Gadol's eyes is makter the Keteris, which is what the Kohen Gadol then went ahead to do, it says that while he's doing that, so no one else is allowed to stand in the Heichal. So says the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Tani Shel Heichal. It doesn't mean that the Memari stood in the fourth row of tiles in the Heichal, it means the fourth row of tiles of the Heichal. Meaning from the door of the Heichal outwards, that's where the Memari stood. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned, V'chol Adam Loyiya Ba'al Mayit, and some take out the Girsa Ba'al Mayit, that no one else is allowed to be there, so Yachal Afilu Ba'azara. So I might think no one else is allowed to be anywhere in the Azara when the Kohen Gadol is being makta the Keteres. Tamulaymer ba'ayol ma'id. That's what the Pasuk says, ba'ayol ma'id, that no, you're only not allowed to be ba'ayol ma'id in the Heicha, but you're allowed to be outside the Heicha. Ein li ala b'mayol ma'id sheba midbar, says the Gemara, I only know that this halach applies to the ayol ma'id in the midbar, which was called an ayol ma'id. It was an ayol. It wasn't made out of stone. It was just made with krushim. Shila yubeis olam minayin. How do we know that even when it comes to the Mishkan Shila into the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Olam, the Beis HaMikdash minayin, how do we know that this halacha applies then also? Tamulaymer ba'kaydesh. Anytime it has Kedusha, also Mishkan Shila, also the Beis HaMikdash, then also this halacha applies. Ein li ala b'shas haktara. I only know when it comes to the Keteres that this halacha applies. B'shas matan dam minayin. How do we know that it even applies to the Zrika that's done in the Heicha and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The extra word lechaper teaches us about the zrikas hadamim, of the seer and the chatos, and the par. I only know that when the Kohen Gadol goes in, so that's when no one else can be standing there. How do we know that no one else is allowed to be there all the way until the Kohen Gadol completely leaves? That no one else is allowed to be there until the Kohen Gadol is completely out of the Heicha. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'chiper bi'adoi v'ad beisoi v'ad kol kahal Yisro. It says that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for himself and for his family and for all of Klai Yisro. So we learn from here, kaparasa kaidemus lekaparas beisoi, in the vidu that he says on the par, so he first mentions himself, then he mentions his wife, kaparas beisoi kaidemus lekaparas echav kehanim, then he mentions the other kehanim, the kaparas echav kehanim kaidemus lekaparas kol kahal Yisro. And only later, but when he gets to the Sayer, so that's when he mentions the rest of Klai Yisro. Amar Mar, we had said that Ein Li Ela B'Shas HaKtara. We said that we had a half a meaning that the pasuk of B'chol Adam Loyiyah Ba'al Ma'id that it only applies to the Keteres, but it doesn't apply to the Zrikas Adam. And then we had a drasha that also, when it comes to the Zrikas Adam and in the Heichon the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that then also there's a din prisha. So my mashma says to the Gemara, why would we have assumed that the pasuk of B'chol Adam Loyiyah Ba'al Ma'id applies to the Keteres? Why did we think that? Amar Rava V'chenam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi V'chenam Rav Lazar Amar Kra V'chiper because the pasuk says that it's a sefer of this pasuk. It says that in the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for everybody. So now, ezu kapara sheshavu loyu lebeisoi leachav akehanim luchol kahal Yisrael. Which kapara, which avaydah zeran yom kippur, which is mechaper for everybody equally? Every ayim is akataras. It's only the akataras. When it comes to the par, so that's mechaper for himself and other kehanim. And when it comes to the seir, so that's mechaper for Yisraelim. So nothing else, nothing's mechaper for all of Klai Yisrael together, except for the Keteres. In fact, the Gemara, Keteres Mechaperes, and who said that the Keteres is Mechaper? What's the Makar? So says the Gemara, and yeah, it is Mechaper. D'atani Rabbi Chananya, Lamanu leKeteres Mechaperes, we learn that the Keteres is Mechaper, Shanema, as the Pasuk says, V'yitin as a Keteres V'yechaper alam. So you see that the Keteres is Mechaper. Now, what's the Keteres Mechaper for? So says the Gemara, V'tani Dvei Rabbi Shmo, Amma Keteres Mechaperes, what's the Keteres Mechaper for? Alashon Hara. It's Mechaper for the Aver of Lashon Hara. Let the avodah that's done in secret, where there's an isra v'chol adam liyeh b'almayid v'yichaper al ma'isa chashay. That's going to be mechaper for the avir of lashon hara, which is typically done secretly because a person doesn't want the person that is saying lashon hara about to hear, so they typically say it secretly. So the avodah sakatoyres is mechaper for lashon hara. Says the Gemara, it's not Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah in Galim. The Mishnah says that Parashim in Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach B'Shas Haktara. It says that not only do you have to be Parashim from the Heichal, like we've been discussing, there's actually the Chi of Prisha from the area in the Nazara that was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That area, you have to be Parashim from. So now, Amar Belazar, Rabbi Lazar qualifies this Mishnah, and he says, L'Ishadu Ela B'Shas Haktara, that this halacha only applies to the Shas Haktara. Only b'shas haktar de heichal. Avo b'shas haktar de lefnai v'lefnim, me heichal parshi, me bein ulam v'la mizbeach loy parshi. Rabbi Lazar says that this chi of prisha, me bein ulam v'la mizbeach, only applies to the haktaras haktaras, which is done in the heichal, which is only, that's very close to the area of bein ulam v'la mizbeach. But when it comes to the haktaras haktaras, which is done lefnai v'lefnim, that's already like two steps removed, that's very far away from the area of me bein ulam v'la mizbeach, so then you do not have to be pirish from the area of Mibena Ulam Vla Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Masiv Rav Ada Bar Avo, V'Amin Lo Kedi, some say without any name, just the Gemara is a Kasho, that Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, Rabbi Yaisi says, the Braisa brings Rabbi Yaisi, that Kashem She Parish Mibena Ulam Vla Mizbeach B'Shas Haktara, just like you have to be Parish from the area Mibena Ulam Vla Mizbeach B'Shas Haktara, Kach Parish B'Shas Matan Parkoi Mashiach U'Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur V'Siri Avodis Kechavim. So too you have to be Parish by the Zrikas Adam of these Karbanos, which were done in the Heichal. And then Rabbi Yossi says, so now if you have to be perished from the area Mibein Ulam Vla Mizbeach by the Akhtaris HaKhtaris, so Hama Maila Yesh Bina Heichal Mibein Lebein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, if so, then what Maila regarding Prisha does the Heichal, which presumably has more Kedusha, so it should be more strict, so what Maila does the Heichal have over the area of Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach? Which right now we assume means that from the Heichal you have to be Pirish both during the Shas Haktara of Lufnai V'Lufnim and Shulai B'Shas Haktara, and also even during the Zrika that's done Lufnai V'Lufnim. Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach ain't Parshin Ela B'Shas Haktara. But when it comes to the area of Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, so you're only Pirish B'Shas Haktara Sakatiris that's done Lufnai V'Lufnim, but not during the Zrika's Dam that's done Lufnai V'Lufnim. B'shas Haktara Mi Aparshi, but says the Gemara, that's the end of the Braisa, says the Gemara, but B'shas Haktara Mi Aparshi, you see that you do have to be Parish from Mibein Ulam Vla Mizbeach during the Haktara. Now, my love, B'shas Haktara de Lufnai V'Lufnim, aren't we talking about the Haktara that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Lufnai V'Lufnim? And you see, Lahedya, not like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that you only have to be Parish from Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach by the Haktara that's done in the Heichal, not the Haktara that's done of Lufnai V'Lufnim. So says the Gemara, lo, no, the Braisa here also, it means B'Shas Haktara Deichal. It means B'Shas Haktara Deichal. Well, frak the Gemara, and perhaps this is the reason why we didn't think it's talking about the Haktara of Deichal, is that it means the Haktara of Deichal, so Hama Maila, what is Rabbi Yossi then asking Hama Maila, and then he says that the Maila that the Deichal has over Ben Ulam Vla Mizbeach is Shalai B'Shas Haktara, right? That's what we ended up saying. That the Maila of Deichal over Ben Ulam Vla Mizbeach is the my love, Shaloi B'Shas Haktara, that during the Zrikas Adam that's done in Lufnai V'Lufnim, so there you have to be Pirish from the Heichal, and you didn't have to be Pirish from Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. Why is that the only Maila he found? The Suloi, there's nothing else? Ha'ika Ha'Maila, there's this Maila. Dilu Me'Heichal Pirishi Bein B'Shas Haktara Didei Bein B'Shas Haktara De Lufnai V'Lufnim. From the Heichal you have to be Pirish both by the Haktara that's done in the Heichal in itself, and in the Haktara that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when it comes to Bein Ulam Vla Mizbeach, you're only Pirish from the during the Haktar that's done in the Heichal, and not during the Haktar that's done Lufnai V'Lufnim. Why didn't Rabbi Yossi say this Maila? So says the Gemara, Hakatani, that is the Maila that he was saying. All the words of Rabbi Yossi is that the Heichal is a Maila of Shaloi B'Shas Haktara, which we assumed meant Shaloi B'Shas Haktara was referring to the Zrikas Adam that's done Lufnai V'Lufnim. But says the Gemara, no, Shaloi B'Shas Haktara means like this. From the Heichal, you have to be Pirish during the Shas Haktara of the Heichal, Ubein Shaloi B'Shas Haktara. And also when it's not the Shas Haktara of the Heichal, rather it's the Shas Haktara of Lufnai V'Lufnim. Umibein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach ain't Parshin, Ela B'Shas Haktara. From Ubein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, you only have to be Pirish by B'Shas Haktara of the Heichal, and not Shaloi B'Shas Haktara refers to the Haktara that was done Lufnai V'Lufnim. So that is Gufa, the Maila that Rabbi Yossi was was saying. Well, frak the Gemara, so then he left out the Mila that we thought he was saying. There's also this Mila. From the Heichal, you have to be Parish, not just during the time of the Haktara that was done in the Heichal and the Haktara that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but also during the Kedusha, meaning any sort of Avaida, even the Avaida of Zrika, the whole the Zrika Saddam that was done with Nai Vlifnim, you have to be Pirish from the Heichal. Vilumi Bein Ulam Vlam Yizbeach, Loi Parishi Ela Bekedusha the Heichal. And not during the Kedusha of the Lifnai Vlifnim, meaning not just Keteris. If that's what Rabbi Yaisi meant to say, so then why did he specify Keteris? Why is he speaking only about Keteris? There's a Maila of the Heichal over Bein Ulam Vlam Yizbeach, also regarding Zrika. So why did he only specify Keteris? He should have said Kedusha, not Haktara. So says the Gemara, Amarava Shem Prisha Achasi in a Chanami, but that was self understood. He only spoke about Haktara, but then it was self understood that this halacha is gonna, it's the same reasoning, is gonna apply to the Zrika as well, because it's the same idea that Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, you didn't have to be Pirish during the Haktara that was done Lefnai V'Lefnim, because that was like two steps removed. So the same halacha would apply to the Zrika Saddam. It's all the same Maila. It's the same Maila that the Heichal you have to be Pirish, and Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, you did not need to be Pirish. And we'll just do a couple more lines. Amar Mar, Kach Parshim V'Shas Matan Parakai Mashiach, Uparhalam Davrashal Tzibur, Usti Ire Avaydis Kechavim, Minolan. So the Gemara wants to know, we had mentioned that not only did you have to be Pirish during the Keteris that was done, you also had to be Pirish during the Matan Damim that was done in the Heichal. You had to be Pirish from Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. So says the Gemara Minolan, what's the Makar? They had to be Pirish from Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach during the Zrikas Adam of these Karbanis that was done in the Heichal. Amra Pedas, Asya Kapar Kapar Mi Yom Kippurim. Even though it says, V'chol Adam Lo Yieh Ba'om Mayit only by Yom Kippur, we learn out Kapar Kapar from Yom Kippur to all these Karbanis, which also say Kapara, that during the Zrikas Adam of these Karbanis, also there was a din, also there was a chiyuv prisha.